Hello, friends of Following Padre Pio. Let us look at how Padre Pio performed miracles even when he was a child. Hello, friends. My name is Edward Urban, presenting our channel Following Padre Pio, in which we look at the incredible life of the Capuchin monk, mystic, and miracle worker Padre Pio, whose intercession is still so powerful today. So if you or a loved one or a friend is in need of Padre Pio's help or intercession, then do stay tuned to this channel to find out what Padre Pio can do for you. Now, Padre Pio as a child was known as Francesco Forgione, and he grew up in the little village of Petrosina. He lived in a very small family house, number 32, Vicosto Tavale. The house was made of stone and thatch, very similar to all the houses in the neighborhood. It was certainly not a fancy house, but was the home of poor people who were struggling to survive. The Forgionis, they owned some property nearby in the estate Pina Romana, and it included a vineyard and some fields. That was it. That was their family positions. One day, Francesco's father, Grazio Forgione, decided he needed to build a well on his land in Pina Romana. He dug down 3 meters, but found no water. And he grew increasingly frustrated with his efforts in his attempts to find water. Francesco, still a small boy at the time, could see that his father's efforts were futile. So finally, Francesco said to him, "Father, you won't find any water over there." Then he pointed to another place nearby and said, "When you dig here, you will find water." Of course, Grazio doubted that Francesco was right. "My son, why would I believe what you tell me? How can I know that I'll find water there?" "You will see," Father Francesco answered. Well, Grazio realized that he had absolutely nothing to lose, so he decided to follow the advice of his son. And soon the water started bubbling out of the spot exactly where Francesco had indicated. "My son, how did you know that the water was there?" Grazio asked. "Well, Jesus told me," Francesco replied, very matter-of-factly. Over time, of course, the well continued to supply a steady and abundant flow of water, more than sufficient for the needs of the Forgione family. And so we can see that from a very young age, it looked like God had chosen Padre Pio and gave him these miracles to prove it. Similar, I guess, to John the Baptist. And perhaps it was also things like this, little miracles like this that we didn't hear about, that influenced Francisco's father, Grazio, so that eventually he would go over to America in order to afford the money for Padre Pio's education so that he could join the priesthood. So it's very much thanks to Grazio Forgione that we have Padre Pio. And if you are new to our channel, then please do remember to like, share, and subscribe to our channel. Click that reminder bell, and also to help us with our apostolate enroll for next Friday's Mass Pre-Intentions. Please continue watching our videos, our most popular videos, videos selected specially for you, and also how to enroll for next Friday's Mass Pre-Intentions to Padre Pio.